side. Check it. Listen to me. Y'all know who I be. Check it.
Just like that, we are back. This is the Backbenchers Podcast, B-side episode number 34. Listen to Back to 33 alongside ESV and I. This meet for sale. Go check that out. First and foremost, I want to send our apologies for the quality of audio on our previous main podcast this week, episode 132. Yes, the producer was not in the house and one of the mics, we don't know which one, had an issue. And yes, but that what a good pod that was. But, yes, we don't want to be giving you apologies here now and there, but we promise you're working on our audio. So this is the year. So if you find anyone on the road, tell them this is the year for the backbenchers. Tell your friends, tell your mama, even your ex.
Forgive
and we
us.
Are ex as well at the Backbenchers Podcast and any other platform.
This is one of those instances we just get to do our homework badly, you know?
Yeah.
One of those days when
Man.
We just went to class and ulifanya tuma dogo danyo. Naikuwa kupenda kwako. Fact. One of those days. We're backbenchers. Pardon us.
Do you love homework though? We can start there.
Who loves homework? Like, when do we go to school in the first place?
Or to do schoolwork?
Yeah.
But homework is where you really, like, you know,
you carry
like extra work. I mean, you know, because usually they give you homework off maybe what was taught today.
Okay, I don't hate homework when it's reasonable. I hate homework that's just junk thrown onto you.
But don't you reckon that school was really preparing you for, like, homework? Because, you know, we still use the word homework when we mean, like, things like research, you know. But research, you can do research during your 45-minute lesson. So you get to do homework in school. Go, like, okay, after this topic in science, Mr. Morris goes, like, okay, so on your homework, give me an essay on what productive, blah, 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 plans. Biology, whatever the subject that
homeworks
is.
Homeworks were not fun anyway. Homeworks were not fun because I think I had an instant Kwanza in primary.
Mm-hmm.
We were just given a lot of homework,
mm-hmm.
which was just torture. It wasn't to, like, teach you or... Because I don't think you need to do 70 sums homework. Do you?
But if you're trying
you
to get
need
good,
to?
Good at math.
Do you?
Yes, to get good at math.
Yes,
70 sums
yes.
a night. I just left school 2 hours ago. I was just from doing more math.
You were
like, come on.
You know what? You don't know you should come on because you see this thing. This thing was teaching you something about resilience and how consistent you can be with your work when you grow up. You see?
Uh-huh.
It was training you for that.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't to punish you. It was to teach you for that. When you grow up, when you start doing something.
Was just prep.
Yes.
They should just call all their entire school just prep until you get to college and
yeah.
quality higher education.
That's why I feel really bad when people start calling other subjects that, like, I don't know, chemistry don't help me in life. I don't know what do I... Come on.
You're also that person.
I'm not that person. I learned everything that definitely that I learned in school
helps you to a
specific point in life.
Exactly.
Even understanding how your digestion is working, knowing why your fat smells so bad, you know. Yes, if you concentrate it in your biology class,
you would combine it
with a little chemistry, maybe you would know.
Concentrate with your little class, combine a little chemistry,
yes.
equals you not looking like a fool.
Exactly.
Just disregarding school.
But when you have the attitude of this thing is not even going to help me in life.
Yeah.
Man, you're going to turn out so stupid.
And do you know how that comes out? The people who understand the biology behind the fart usually tend to be more comfortable farting around people.
Exactly.
And no, you won't help me, man.
And the rest of the guys will be more conservative. They will be like
keep
ashamed.
Keep the gas all in
yeah,
your stomach.
You know, be ashamed of farting. Someone who understands this is just biology will just be like all over.
No. Also understand, having that knowledge will enable you to
now
know
that is
that,
manners. Where that, is that
yeah.
taught?
English, bro. Literature, exactly.
So all this in school.
All this is school.
So it builds up to your character.
So you best know like where I should go and maybe fart, you know.
Yeah.
So that school tells you that.
Yeah.
The same school that tells you biology, it's okay to fart. Mm-hmm. The same school tells you, you
know where to do it.
You know where to do it. Not in a boardroom full of people, zero air conditioning, bro. You just can't let.
Can let you lose like that.
Obviously, there's farting etiquette.
Yeah.
But I mean,
but that we're saying the etiquette is learned in literature.
All right. Anyway, it comes
yeah.
down to that,
yeah.
as you say.
Yeah.
It's funny the backbenchers get to say that.
We are admitting
yeah,
this stuff was actually important.
So we're back there and, you know, learning about
yeah.
those things. The whole time we're making noise, we just like, yeah, you know, we're discussing them as we receive them from the teacher.
Yeah.
I think that's what I used to do back in school as a backbencher.
Mm-hmm.
We used to discuss almost everything that the teacher is talking about in
mm-hmm.
class. I think that's why I even turned out the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think everything we got to share it as
mm-hmm.
friends
yeah.
on a serious note, you know, even
mm-hmm.
after class, just talking about, you know, reproductive system the whole time.
Yeah,
and
you look at the fact the subject you went too far.
This is such a good example.
Shit. Bro.
Just like, he was doing so well.
Bro, you heard us in the first half. Like, I was signing up for your
was
master class.
So well. You went.
And then you went straight to biology.
Biologists.
Some agriculture, some papaya, some carrots.
We need that. Whoa, I can tell you stories about agriculture.
Some melon, bro.
Because I also, just randomly as agriculture, I remember how we all planned to quit agriculture because it was half a mark for almost a whole fucking
paragraph.
So, you know. It was fun.
Yeah, but
yeah.
agriculture really tested people though, and it's quite funny. Like the guys who came from like up country,
mm-hmm.
Shamba now,
mm-hmm.
they never did agriculture.
They never.
They
did
wanted
it.
To do the physics. They wanted to do electricity.
Yes.
They wanted to like.
Yes.
They wanted to do different stuff.
I think looking back at it, agriculture was a really good course. Because, you know...
It
you,
was, it, man.
Yeah, you got to
yeah.
do, like, a real fucking practical of growing something
yeah.
until it produces, you know, as
mm.
a part of your...
Give
product.
Life.
Yeah.
And
like,
care
it was serious,
it,
yeah?
Wow. This actually pins me to a video I saw a few minutes before I started making my journey here.
Mm-hmm.
Ati, a babe on...
This is a trip,
Marugi.
We've talked about journey's travel.
A babe.
A babe on Instagram was doing a video akisema ati so her friend went into her fridge and she found that she has bought watermelons from the supermarket, right?
How do you buy a supermelon from
lemons
okay,
from
if
the
it's fresh,
like,
yes.
She just had yeah, she just had watermelons she just bought from somewhere.
Yeah.
And in her compound she has a lemon tree that produces the lemon fruit
no.
in her backyard. But apparently,
mm-hmm.
she doesn't know that she can use them
mm-hmm.
the same way she uses the lemons that she gets from
so
wherever
you know
she buys
lemon
them.
Lemon though.
It's lemons.
Okay. The orange ones.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She has them in the backyard and she's buying
and
them.
And she's buying them.
Why?
So now, that's the real question.
Ooh.
You know why? She thought like there's something that needs to be done to them
mm-hmm.
for her to be able to use them.
To consume them, you
mean. Fresh from the shamba.
She doesn't know that.
This is why agriculture class was serious.
Exactly,
your
this comes
again?
Down to
is
that.
This, is
no, this
friend?
Is just a random woman, a white woman in the internet, I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Like, and I was like, no. And if it's content,
uh-huh.
this is crazy content because you cannot be that dumb.
Cannot be that stupid.
For real. For
I
real.
Mean, I don't know.
So
I don't know.
It is
I've
essential,
seen people
though.
Pick like fruits and eat them. Like, do you wash? Let's say you pick a mango from a mango tree. Do you wash it?
Of course.
Rarely for me.
Some people just take it straight.
You know what I do?
Hey.
I just peel off the skin and then go right.
Okay, if I don't peel off this, if I don't have an otherwise, I'll peel off the skin and try and eat there.
Uh-huh.
But I still, but if I can find water somewhere, I prefer to wash it.
Mm.
Me too.
Because they
yeah.
want to have the skin too, man.
Yeah. Ooh.
Damn. Yeah. Don't miss your lesson.
I even wash my bananas. Yeah, wash my bananas.
Nice.
Yeah. I think it's just good to wash your groceries. Okay, zito nje.
Yeah, there's a lot of bacteria on those surfaces. So if you touch it them with your hands and your hands also has bacteria. Add to that to your mouth.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about the essence of school.
Or agriculture.
Yeah, this came down to agriculture now. Yeah. How agriculture was really good.
Uh-huh. Also, the old lady didn't go to school.
So I
never attended agricultural class.
There's agribusiness. You can sell the same lemons like to the same store you go to.
But that's the states. You know, the states, it's like most of the things are GMOs, yeah.
Mm.
I will say genetically, like they have the small cabbages, the sprouts, like everything, the maize cob that they have, they usually have the tiny yellow maize cobs, like everything of that. Their spinach is so kind of kidogo. Yeah, like what? So I feel like their things are sort of different. And I'm really glad to just be an African and to eat things from the promised land.
From East Land.
From the promised land, Africa.
Okay. I heard East Land. But anyways,
good. I don't know. Homeworks, no shit. We were talking about homeworks before we even got here, right?
Yep.
And how school preps you. Oh shit. No, yeah. We've talked
about actually she was like, she really hated homework.
Yeah. You liked homework. Why did you like homework again?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know, but you just liked homework.
Yeah, homework. I was just okay with homework.
I also like
but homework. But now I hate the fact that I'm in a position where I can say, no, that's too much homework.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what's too much homework and what's not too much homework.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you do.
Because like we're saying, like homework was just prepping you to now do your homework when you're an adult now. Like, you know, you need to always do, we use homework to mean research when you need to like even study somebody.
Yeah.
Do your studies on a certain topic and things like that.
Yeah.
Because like homework is just an extension. It's like an extension of maybe
of what you are doing at work, but now you bring it home.
As much as the learning helps us in our daily lives right now, imagine there's too much of it and it's never that serious. You know what? All that stuff that we covered in class, that's enough. Give me a few questions to see if I've grasped like the whole concept of it, but don't drown me in it.
Uh-huh.
And we move on. Because knowledge is insatiable.
I thought you were a professional
teacher
months ago. And that coming from you, I'm like...
No, she doesn't give homeworks.
Because you don't give homework. Did you used to give homework when you were still teaching?
She never did.
Not that much.
Not you that see? Even like the just go and read on that. You know, there's that kind of homework.
The homework go and look for videos about this, that. Books. I used to give them storybooks to go and try and read that with them.
But that's still homework though.
Yeah. But so you see, that's not drowning them. That's like constructive homework.
But that's drowning. I still want to watch my Nickelodeon. Why are you drowning me with this storybook? Imagine a whole book for homework, bro. I only have one come night to show on. Up the following day.
It's fun. They even come back and ask
if
for it.
If it's 18 pages,
shall you please exchange for me this book and give me another one? Like, it's fun. Trust me, it's constructive. Not when you're going home burning the midnight oil. As a boy, unamkama pema tena.
I feel you're a little bit hypocritical with this.
Yeah,
she is, right?
She's the cute teacher.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give you some
talk shit
things behind just keep busy. But you don't have the heavy stuff.
Nah, giving the heavy stuff is not like drowning someone in stuff.
Okay, you want to regulate or what?
Homework is not supposed to be a burden.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that is why I hate homework. Because most teachers made it a
because you feel
burden.
It's a burden? That's what we overloaded you.
Yeah.
Because they overloaded you with so much work.
But I think it goes with like the level of maybe school and class as you get older in your learning institution.
Yeah.
Shout outs to one of my good friends from high school, homie, Edu. I went to see him 2 days ago When I walked in, his daughter was still doing the homework. So she was being helped up with the homework. And it took at least 15 minutes max. That was it. But she's in she's in prep school, you know.
You see, 15 minutes done.
So I also think it's also it helps the kid to also maybe learn with the parent.
Yeah.
Because when you're at an age where you can do your homework on your own, this is when it's now time for dad or mom to show you how to easily grasp numbers, spelling, and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And it would bring some kind of bond with the folk and the kid now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because I even feel like some kids who love their dads just because dads helped me with the homework.
Yeah. Mm.
And maybe used to, so we grew that bond off of this.
Oh,
and now we are tight because... And mom says, strict, she's all like, this, that.
Also feel like that's the perfect moment that they could bond about school, you know, even just talking about how school is.
Mm-hmm.
This person is bullying me.
Uh-huh.
So and so teacher likes me because of this and this subject, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's key.
Yeah. Even for a parent, you know where your son, your kid
has
is
trouble
strong
and
weak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, if it's the math book you're seeing with the previous score on the last test,
yeah.
If it's whatever. So I think it's really helpful
it
if
sums
you look
up.
At it all around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Murugi,
more homework.
Oh my God, you guys. What's wrong with you? Like, you're going so well and then you hit the wall. Like, you just ran into a tree.
Come on. Like, you don't feel
this? After spitting all that knowledge, then you just crash into a tree. That's what you're invested.
Nope.
I'm trying to bond with my son.
More homework,
please. Yeah, exactly.
More homework.
Uh-huh. Not over so much bulky work. But something constructive
you can
do.
But if you give him bulky work, that's when he'll come for my help.
No.
Yes.
You give few questions that
what?
Are the shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
nah,
when get.
Uh-huh.
Like,
you can't give the shit to my kid. Come
no.
on.
That's what learning is supposed
understand.
To be about.
Not too much. Of
yeah, don't drown people in schoolwork.
But homework is important. That's what we try and campaign for.
When you...
Let's talk about now real life, the kind of homework now we get to do in life.
Yes, sir.
Let's say me homeboy. Do you get to do your homework or let's say a man is eating on you, Murugi?
Mm.
Ha.
And you shall find out.
This is a crazy kind of homework.
Do you do homework on them?
Yeah.
On a potential partner, do you do homework on your potential partner?
I think not. I don't remember doing homework on a potential partner.
But would you consider it?
Yeah, but I've considered doing homework on someone whom we were getting to form a friendship and
uh-huh.
I was just feeling like, I need to background
distance.
Check that.
Uh-huh.
I need to background check this person.
Uh-huh.
Who are they?
Uh-huh.
And I met them through a friend, so.
Mm-hmm. Just when you give them the benefit, here comes the doubt.
I just went back to my friend and was like, is your friend good? So,
this guy's killing me. Here comes the doubt.
Yo, I don't think I would do homework on a potential partner, man.
Why?
I don't know. I mean,
you might be disappointed.
I mean, a life you had before me, I mean.
What kind of homework are we talking about here?
That's not the kind of homework. Okay.
I mean, it's background check.
Okay,
I mean,
no, you know what? For me, I ask. I ask straight up.
If you ask them, that's not really homework, though.
That
I'm
is
saying,
more
like,
homework.
Saying he had doing homework on a guy or maybe somebody before they become friends, asking just about them from so-and-so, like, you, what do you think about this person? Like,
No.
That's bad.
That is a red flag.
No. The
case was, I met this person through this particular person.
No.
So I went back to ask this particular person
uh-huh.
about this person that I met
mm-hmm.
him through.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That is still a red flag.
To me, it's not a red flag because it's like
mm-hmm.
it's like Barry or Ed.
Uh-huh.
You're trying to hit on my friend, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I am.
You wanna ask me? You would ask me some few questions, Palacini.
I'll ask you for her name and her number. The rest I want to know from her.
Imagine what
I'm trying to get to know her.
Yes, and I'm not trying to get to know her through you. Come on, this is not
but the thing
I'm
is,
social media.
I'm just trying to know, like, are they good people? That's just it. Not like background, who they have been at.
But they have a certificate of good conduct. I mean,
no, I just want to know, like, Nibeshte Yako, what do you think of your friend? Is he a good friend?
Mm-hmm. Personally, that's what I'm that's what I'm talking about that
certificate of good conduct.
Yeah, because most of the time, you find that these people don't even know this person the way you get to know him now, you know, mm-hmm. or her.
Relations are different, though.
Yeah.
The same way you guys are going to relate, not the same way.
Yeah, and you might and you
but
might
like,
find
this
wait
is your friend
wait
for 10 years.
Wait.
Like unamjua.
Wait. You might find these guys are rooting for these guys for good behaviors. Why? Because they tolerate his behaviors, right? So to them, he's just a good guy. They will tell you he's a good guy.
Mm.
If my friend steals, if you ask me. If he's a good thief, you won't come ask me if he's a good thief because you don't know if he's a thief. But I'll tell you he's a good guy, right? Because we're still together.
He hasn't been caught yet.
He has no records.
Okay. So, and that's the thing. The person that I was asking that, mtu mwenye angeniambia, like, kama ye nimse akona shady behavior in any way, angeniambia to stay like choreo
like
or something,
said,
yeah.
But that's what
like,
I'm saying.
When you
like
give
that is
the benefit, here comes the doubt.
Yes.
So I feel when you do background check on somebody, it's like you're gonna doubt them.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you can't always do a background check on everyone that is coming into your space.
Yeah, you can't. This
you
is
can't.
The only instance
so,
I've ever done a background
so
check.
You felt
in my life.
Some type of way. Like I feel like I need to
say
know.
It was intense.
It was intense. Like you don't even like how they're thinking, you're like
no
thoughts.
That's the problem, like the bond was very good too, so I was just like, oh my god, I hope like I'm not
okay, wait let's dig deep into this a little. After you did all this, what happened?
No,
where did it?
Did they turn out
opposite?
No.
Where did it end? Why did you break the knot?
Okay.
Yeah, like it was just a question to Lugwan Muliza once to Naika Aisha. Nanika Nini. Yeah.
No, I just trying to be your friend. That's
yeah.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But basically, what I was saying is I don't like that because you might ask someone about their friend if they're good and they will tell you they're good. Why? Because they do they do one thing together, you know, let's say if they're robbing, just like the same example I was using. if they were robbing and you
so
came
we're still on school here, we see talking about how you call them proverbs. Bites of the same feather
flock together. So I would rant, tell you that no, it's bad, you know.
But the
like,
thing is, the person
this
you're doing
no,
the background check with is someone whom you trust, you know.
I see.
Yeah. It's just not like a random person too, and his friend.
Yeah.
But
overall, I still feel like you can't run away from homework because, you know, when you go back home.
Yeah, you gotta get on the social
think,
media and shit.
Not really.
Check
for
his pictures.
Yeah,
I
make a few calls.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of fantasizing. I think that that's a.
When
so you are your homework is fun.
I'm trying to get into some content actually.
It's delusional.
I'm trying to get
it's
into.
It's not delusion. I'm fantasizing about the time we've had.
Is that not delusion?
It's
an illusion, right?
You're fantasizing of something that has happened.
Yeah.
Is that even fantasy?
That's an illusion, right?
I'm romanticizing. I don't know. Yeah, like
I think
I'm fantasizing
because it's done.
Oh, I'm reminiscing. That's
but
the word.
What you talk about here is that real? So is it an illusion or?
I feel like a delusion. You have to be. You kind of like
delulu.
You're blinded. You know.
In some way.
Yeah, it's kind of your view is kind of opaque-ish.
But that is almost the same thing. If maybe I took you in a nice hotel and blah blah blended you with all that, and then you go home and then you just like that guy, man, with the Range Rover, with the I'm just going back to Key Beach. Anyways, I'm just joking.
The Lululand. Like, you know, sister, there are types of Delulu.
Which are?
That kind of Delulu has been instigated on this person who's becoming delusional. Because amekuwa fed na lies, ameonyeshwa a lifestyle that's not real.
I love that.
So she's being delusional. Basa kuna ile Delulu yenye, unaona, and you're just sticking, and you're just deciding not to see. Like, what's
you're
wrong
blinded,
with you?
Like, you're blinded, you're over, like,
you're
just opaque,
like
opaque vision. Like,
you're dark. Like, yeah. There's no vision there.
Like, where is though?
I mean, you to a point where you're invested in something, like, you clearly see there's nothing here, but you refuse to tell yourself there's nothing here.
There's nothing here.
Yeah, so.
True.
Work on your vision.
Man. Murugi went all lingo there. Delulu. Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of that one.
Ah, you've heard of that?
It's,
I think that's my
right now. People are so delulu.
Yeah. I don't like it when people
delulu is the same.
Yeah, like and everybody's doing it.
It's captions
everywhere. It's
but don't you think? Like, don't you think it's true? Like, people are right now so delusional, man.
No, people being delusional all till humankind history. I always feel like when you guys trying to make something that is so obvious look like it's a new thing, I always feel like you're late to the party.
I'm saying like with now with the influence of now social media, you know.
Of course, yes. Yeah. Because that is how things are going to spread and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like in life,
mm-hmm.
we always had 1, 2, 3, 4 people who are delusional.
That's for sure. Yeah. They're just even telling you things
even
don't
personally,
exist.
Even myself, I think I've been delusional
at some point.
You know? So that's why I feel like it shouldn't be something that is trending.
Yeah.
This is just humankind, you know, like.
But saying even you want to wanna.
It's trending like, because people stick. No, people are stuck in it. That's why. It's trending. Like a lot of
when we relate at the same time. Or maybe we go through the same thing at the same time. We kind of talk about it.
Yep.
Yeah, so maybe there's a cloud and it's spreading that way. Like the butterflies were been moving through Kenya. The migration,
oh,
you know.
Those butterflies have been part of
call me the king of Segway.
Those butterflies has been my...
Yeah, the,
part of
did
my
you see
glimmers
them?
Of
yeah,
the
I
last,
have been,
the
I
last
have been.
4, 3 weeks.
I have been
part of my glimmers.
You know that when I was in Malindi at the time, I saw them and I thought, oh, maybe this is a
Mambrui
thing. These are things are here. So like the next week I'm in
Nairobi
and like I'm seeing them.
Yeah.
A few weeks I'm on social media and they're like, oh, don't panic, Kenyans are built on not to panic. Like some farmers in Naivasha, where don't panic because. I mean, I don't know what body to call them, the government, parastatal, or whatever, in charge of maybe things like pesticides and all that,
mm-hmm.
farming and all that, they had to make a statement and tell farmers not to panic.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a pattern, there's a migration, they do this thing, and,
oh.
Yeah, and they multiply in huge numbers during this time, it's hot, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, really?
Mm.
So you really learned that. So even if you look at that, it's definitely something that has been happening. But when a bigger number is new to this, so maybe this are not happening in a long time. They're like, oh, everybody's talking about it, all the butterflies. Like, that is normal.
But I meant delusional in the aspect of people's ideas or what people are talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that really need a fix. But I really love the butterflies. And I loved that I came to know for myself because uh-huh. I saw them for 2 days,
oh.
And then I sat down and then I was just like, these things might be migrating.
Yeah.
They can't just be moving this way and this some
yes,
for two
so
days,
amazing.
3 days
straight.
What are they?
It doesn't look like it's reducing.
Yes, and you know what I loved about them?
Uh-huh.
They were not even coming to my balcony. They were going all the way
they
up, like
they
knew they
were following it.
That thing was crazy. I loved it.
Yeah,
I didn't even manage to catch one because I was trying to.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Oh, yeah. that was fine. Yeah.
But it's really been hot for a minute in Nairobi.
It's
yeah,
still
it is,
hot.
It is.
God
damn.
Murugi loved the heat though. I cannot.
Murugi
cannot miss saying that. Yes. You came here saying the sun is so beautiful.
I love sunsets. But sunsets, it's never hot though.
The sun is so scorching, it's not good for walking.
See the way she changes.
When now you're so at your balcony,
to ever do anything.
No, you know there's intensity and there's context to this. When you're at your balcony with the same sun,
uh-huh.
it's pretty amazing. You're trying to bust out and get some balcony with the same serotonin. Sun,
and now
you
expand it with a cold, soft drink.
Tell me about it. I've changed the condition of the of this, and this sun is amazing right now. You know,
I want to be here
yeah.
2 days straight. Look at these butterflies, my girl.
The butterflies were beautiful. They were white in color.
Yeah, they were.
They were all white.
Yeah, they were all white. They were so beautiful.
Tiny. So I don't know what stage they were at the time, but they were not really like full grown.
Like, amazing stuff, anyway. Yeah. Amazing stuff.
You know, they
come with like with the messages and like. Like they bring good luck and things like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Please.
So it's crazy how for me mm-hmm. almost everything about nature, like something like that,
mm-hmm.
it really moved me. I felt like I could have been part of that flock. Because I kept on wondering where are they going to, and they're just one community and you know, they're just like in unison.
Uh-huh.
We're going that way. I loved it. I really loved it.
You could have been a long distance trader.
But don't you agree that all us as humans, we're also moving in the same direction? But
we are not.
It's not as parallel.
We're not moving. Humans are the most.
We all wake up trying to maybe like survive for the day.
Make money. Go to the same day. Direction.
You see,
that is one direction. Make money.
That is the difference between us and now the animals. For them, it is just a pattern in life. It is just a pattern in life.
Like,
that's all.
Like the world that is.
Yeah. Yeah. It is just a pattern in life. They know when it comes to this time, they go this other side, eat. When it comes to this time, they come this side, eat. That's all.
Uh-huh.
For us, it's a bit.
We also have the same patterns. We talked about school earlier.
We fuck it up with a lot in the middle.
The system, right?
Yeah, in a, I mean.
We move like a flock, actually, Kwame.
We really twist it. We really twist it.
I totally agree. We move as a flock.
Not really.
We move as a flock.
Not really.
But everybody can go.
We don't.
We do.
We
don't. We do.
We don't.
We do.
Because you see, hey, goddamn. We
move as a flock when there's like something that moves us.
Like a disaster.
If you're moving like a football team, like a sports team,
mm-hmm.
like you guys are moving to, you're going to watch your team play together.
But unisonly, yeah. Then universally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
Yeah, because some people are asleep right now.
Definitely not moving as a flock.
It's midday somewhere.
But when they sleep,
I think the goal is just the same.
Mm.
The goal is the same.
Yeah.
I mean, we're
trying to survive today, staying hopeful for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Just that it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, regardless of what you do, in what capacity, you're just trying to survive the day and hopefully. And
for tomorrow.
Exactly.
Mm. I think the first thing that really moved us as a flock after a really long time was...
Uh-huh.
COVID-19. That really
flocked
us.
Press the button,
yes,
bro.
Because we were like, stay in house, we are staying inside. Go out, go out.
But we were moving like flocks then. Yeah, we have come here before, bro.
Man, don't go to the next country. No movement to the next country.
Exactly,
that's not the best.
Yeah.
You
have your all six passports.
We are cattle. If you don't have the red peg in your ear, you're not going to the next country.
You're infected. Now,
that's the vaccination.
Yo, we out, man. It's been us, the Backbenchers Podcast. Stay tuned for the next episode.
Cheers.
Bye.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.